For my brother, Sigi. An important message from your author. My journey from small-town Sweden to the very top of the most competitive sales market in the world inspired me to write this book you're listening to, and doing so has been an incredible experience. Within these pages, I've included my tricks, gimmicks, aces up my sleeves, and sales secrets, but I feel it's important to underline something before you get started. Success takes hard work, research, knowledge, and commitment, but the real victory comes through honesty, transparency, and being true to your word. That's what makes a truly successful person. The subtitle of this book is The Secrets of Selling Anything to Anyone, but I want to point out that some things in life are not for sale. Your loved ones, your children, your pets, your values, your integrity, your beliefs, your spirituality. It's not only that they are priceless, they are sacred. As a super salesman, it's important to remind myself that not even I can sell certain things, especially my soul. Everything else is negotiable. Frederick.
Foreword. I'm Barbara Corcoran. The first time I met Frederick Eklund was poolside atop the SLS Hotel in Beverly Hills. I was in Hollywood shooting an episode of ABC's Shark Tank, and Frederick was on the roof attracting attention. I can spot a great salesperson from across the street and certainly from across the pool. Frederick has magnetism that's impossible to miss. At the time, I didn't know who he was. It was before Million Dollar Listing New York. But I did know one thing. He was a success. Frederick Eklund has that killer instinct. When I started my New York City real estate firm in 1973 with a $1,000 loan from my boyfriend, I had no experience in sales and no doubt that I'd be successful. Back then, there weren't any female-owned real estate firms in the city. It was a business worked by women but owned by men. I wasn't welcome, but I certainly got noticed. From wearing my short skirts and bright colors to calling my sales team the power brokers, I created my reality that I was the best seller in the city. And what happened? In 1999, the Corcoran Group became the number one residential real estate company in New York. Frederick, a Swede with no contacts and no real estate license, came to America and in less than a dozen years leads the number one real estate sales team in the nation. Now that's the American dream. How did he do it? He knew that perception creates reality, and he had the courage to spot and seize opportunity. The number one trait I always look for when I was hiring someone for my company, and what I look for now when I'm investing in entrepreneurs on Shark Tank, is passion, a need to succeed. Someone who would rather die than not be the best. That's Frederick. And after listening to this audiobook, that will be you too. Like any great salesperson, Frederick is very persuasive. For example, bragging about him in this foreword wasn't enough. He even talked me into giving you my 5 personal beliefs about becoming a success, all of which are included in his secrets to selling anything. Number 1, people want to do business with someone they like. Don't ever be fooled into thinking that a job is only about the product. It's not. Business is all about the people. If people like you, they're going to want to do business with you. And if they don't, you're going to have an almost insurmountable obstacle to overcome. Your job is to make them like you. Number 2, selling is nothing more than playing up the good and playing down the bad. If knowing how to do this comes naturally to you, you've got a head start. If you don't, you can learn. When I worked in a diner, I was up against another waitress to attract the customers. All the men wanted to sit with her because she had big breasts. And, well, I don't. It was my mom who gave me my best sales and life advice. She told me to forget about what I didn't have and use what I did have, a nice personality, a great smile, and a gift of gab to get the customers to want to sit in my section. I pack them in. Maximize the positive, minimize the negative. Number 3. Every successful person knows how to fail well. Successful people get knocked down like everybody else, but they take less time getting up and getting back out there. Did you know the lowest rate of suicide is among commission sales